The Speaker of the Palestinian Parliament, Rawhi Fatouh, has been sworn in as interim president of the Palestinian Authority. Other senior positions were also quickly filled with a new Palestinian leadership intent on implementing an orderly transition of power following Yasser Arafat's death early Thursday at a hospital in Paris. Rawhi Fatouh took the oath of office in a ceremony in the Legislative Council office in the West Bank town of Ramallah.
أقسم بالله العظيم أن أكون مخلصا للوطن ومقدساته.
After taking the oath, Mr. Fatouh praised Yasser Arafat as a martyr of the Palestinian people and vowed to faithfully follow his policies. The little-known parliamentary speaker will hold the job for the next 60 days, and one of his main tasks will be to organize elections within that time to elect a permanent president. Former Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas was named to the most powerful position in the political hierarchy, replacing Mr. Arafat as chairman of the Palestine Liberation Organization. Political hardliner Farouk Kaddoumi was named Mr. Arafat's replacement as leader of the mainstream political faction, the Fatah movement. Incumbent Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya is expected to remain responsible for the day-to-day running of government and security forces. The quick transition of power is clearly meant to signal continuity and to avoid a power vacuum. But it may be too soon to tell what the changes in the political leadership will mean to the peace process. Palestinian legislator Hassan Khatib told Israel Radio not to expect much.
There is no political differences between the politics of Arafat and the politics of his successors. There might be differences in style, differences in approach, in tactics, but I think all of them belong to the same school of political thinking, and there's no political differences between them, so there is going to be a continuity of the same political negotiating position.
Israeli leaders are saying the passing of Yasser Arafat marks an important moment. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon reacted to news of Mr. Arafat's death, saying he hopes his passing can bring about an historic turning point for the Middle East. Larry James, VOA News, Jerusalem.